We've also got Rob Nicholson with us. He was out at Caulfield this morning. How was your morning, Rob?
Not too bad, Nadia. A little bit of moisture underfoot, a little bit of early rain, but with the amount of rain forecast over the weekend, it'll be interesting to see who accepts and who's going to brave the conditions.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about some of these by stable. What were some of the highlights for Kieran Maher?
Yeah, he's got Schism Nadia going around in the Coolmore Dark Jewel Classic on Saturday and worked very nicely this morning at Caulfield on the course proper. Runner-up at its past two starts, the mare worked 800 metres in a nice time of 51.56 and came home her last 400 in a fairly sharp time of 23 seconds flat. So she heads up there to Scone, and I'd expect that she'll run a very good race. She's been running exceptionally well without luck. I'd expect her to be right amongst the finish on the weekend, and I give her a terrific chance. He's also got Villamont going around in the Scone Guineas at restricted listed level, Nadia, and the colt's been racing extremely well and won the Group 3 Guns in Classic last start, and he did his work in Sydney this morning over 1,000 metres in a minute 7.5 and came home his last 400 in a fairly controlled time of 25. Kieran's delighted with the way he's going, and he's in great shape, and should be very hard to beat, especially after winning the Group 3 last start, Nat. So he's going well. It's hardly surprising the filly goes up to Brisbane to run at Doomben on the weekend. She'll contest the Queensland Day Stakes over the 1350. She worked over 800 metres this morning up there and went 53 3/4 for the 800 and came home her last 400 in a comfortable 25. She's going reasonably well and they're hoping for a terrific run from Hardly Surprising. At Caulfield on the weekend, Nadia, he's got Inspirante, who worked impressively at Caulfield this morning. It'll go around in the three-year-old handicap over the 2,000 metres. She galloped on the course proper over 1,000 in a minute 6.34 and came home her last 400 in a fairly stylish and sharp time of 23.08. So Inspirante will certainly be a nice each-way chance. Well, and finally, Cashing is contesting the benchmark 78 handicap over 1,400 metres. The gelding's been running reasonably consistently this preparation, and he worked really nicely this morning on the course proper over 800. Wasn't asked to break the clock or anything like that and just ran a nice time of 54 1/4 and came home his last 400, quickening a little bit to run home in 24.17. So off Kieran's hopefuls, I certainly think Inspirante is the best at Caulfield at each-way value, and I'd definitely be following Villamont and Schism up there at Scone.
And what about for Mick Price?
Mick's got a couple of horses nominated for the South Australian size produce at Group 3 level, being Persuader and British Medium. British Medium's also nominated to run at Donald on the weekend, and there'll be a decision made on that in the next 24 hours. But Persuader worked very nicely this morning with Holy Command, and they went over 1,000 metres in even time, and they really quickened up from the 600, and their last 400 came home in 23.29. She's run third in the two starts so far, Persuader, and I think she'll certainly run a very good race again on the weekend in Adelaide. British Medium just worked over 1,000 metres, and he's going quite well. He ran home his last 400 metres in 24.21, touch slower than Persuader, but looks in good order, and if he doesn't head to South Australia, I think he'll be hard to beat at Donald. The horse that was very unlucky last start was San Quan. It was run down late when resuming, and he's a gelding ready to contest the three-year-old handicap over the 1,200 metres at Caulfield on Saturday. He had a really solid gallop this morning on the course proper. He just worked 800 in evens, and then from the 600, he really sharpened up, Nadia, and ran home his last 400 in 23.11. And based on that gallop, I think he'll be very difficult to beat in the three-year-old handicap over the 1,200. He's got stablemate Boom Chicka Boom, also nominated for the race, and the colt was a good winner when resuming last start, and he finalised his preparation over 1,000 metres with Fighting Harada in evens, and they ran home their last 400 in a pretty good time of 23.88 also. So Boom Chicka Boom's probably a nice each way chance, but I'd certainly pick San Juan ahead of him. Okotoks is going around in the 3-year-old handicap over the 2000. He worked over a mile this morning in evens and ran home his last 400 in 24.89 and looks in good order. Moe Rose will run in the 3-year-old Phillies benchmark over the 14, benchmark 78 over the 1400 metres, and she worked stylishly over 1000 metres in 50, her last 800 in 54.69 and the last 400 running home pretty well in 23 and 3 quarters in Nadia, so she'll go well. Aside from that, you've also got a fairly talented horse, Run Gypsy Run, resuming in the Leilani series over the 1100. She worked over 1,000 metres in company this morning, just going evens, and she came home her last 400 in a nice time of 24.53 without being asked to do too much, and I think she'll be running on quite well on the weekend.
Okay, so that's for Mick Price. Nick Ryan's got Mahadimus going to Caulfield.
Yeah, Mahamedes, or I think it might be pronounced. There's a thousand ways people pronounce it, but it had a little bit of a temperature last week, and that's seen him bypass the Rough Habit Plate, which he was nominated for. He's still on a pass towards Queensland, and he'll run at Caulfield on the weekend in the 3-year-old handicap over the 2,000 metres. He worked nicely this morning. He seemed to have overcome that little issue and worked on the course proper, ran a time of 1 minute 6.65 and came home his last 400 in 24 and a quarter. And he was terrific winning last start. And if there's no ill effects from that slight temperature, I think he'll be hard to beat again. He'll be running home the 2000 very strongly. And I think it certainly suits him. He'll be hard to beat, hopefully, for Nick on the weekend.
All right, Clinton McDonald's got a couple of runners likely to head to Caulfield.
Yeah, Honey Esprit was really impressive winning at Warrnambool last week, Nadia. I think she won by nearly 4.5 lengths. So if there's a bit of rain around, I'd certainly be jumping on Honey Esprit. She worked very impressively this morning over 1,000 metres in a minute 6.36. And the last 400, she came home in 23.54. Was very good, seems to have come through the Warrnambool run with flying colours, and she'll be hard to beat, I think, in the Phillies benchmark 78. Costello was another one for Clinton that worked very impressively and strongly this morning. He's set to contest the benchmark 78 handicap, and his work this morning was very sharp, running a minute 3.27 for the 1,000 metres, and came home his last 400, maintaining that strong gallop to run home in 23.41. So they're both going very nicely, but Honey Esprit would be the pick of the two from Clinton McDonald's stable, no?
And Henry Dwyer, he's got runners in Adelaide and Caulfield.
Yeah, he's got Super Hard headed to Adelaide to contest the Terry Howe printing handicap over the 1,050 metres. He worked nice and sharply this morning over 800 metres, was probably the quickest of the morning in 48.63. Goes very hard, Super Hard, aptly named, and his last 400, he slowed down just a touch, but he still ran home a nice time of 24.16, and heading across the border to Adelaide, I think he'll run well. Under Oath's a good horse that won last start and had a nice trial yesterday at Cranbourne, Nadia, over 1550 metres. Won it, and won it impressively by 3.25 lengths in a time of a minute 39.93. And Henry's very pleased with Under Oath, and it'll go in the 3-year-old handicap over the 2,000 metres. Looks a pretty strong race when you've got the likes of Mahamedes, Under Oath, and also up towards the top there, Inspirante. They might be all worth boxing up into your trifectas and first fours, Nadia, on the weekend.
And John Maloney, he's likely to have runners at Morpheville and Caulfield.
Yes, he's looks to be saddling up Black and Tan for the listed Adelaide Guineas over the mile, and he finalised his preparation quite nicely over 1,200 metres in a time of a minute 24.25 on the steeplegrass this morning, and his last 400 metres was in 24.25. Looks in terrific order, was a great run at Mornington a couple of weeks ago, and really ran strongly there. I think if he can reproduce that sort of form, he'll be right amongst them on the weekend over there in Adelaide. He's also got Raja Ampat, a very hard name to pronounce, but it's likely to go around in the benchmark 78 over the 1400. It worked 1,000 metres in a minute 9.12 this morning and came home the last 400 in just over 24.5 seconds on the steeple. While Sunday Praise going pretty well for John, and it'll run in the benchmark 84 over the 2,000. Worked 1,400 metres this morning in a sharp time of a minute 35.05 and came home the last 400 in a cruisy 25. Just ease up the last 400, wasn't asked to do too much. Aside from that, Nadia, Byron Cosmanis has also got a horse going very nicely. Had a jump out this morning called Rock Hard, just to get reinstatement. Has won a couple of nice races, and it'll go around in the two-year-old plate and should run fairly well after gaining its certificate in the barrier jump out this morning.
Okay, so what do you think of the main horses that we could be following?
I think if you're looking interstate, I'd certainly have a look at Villamont. Schism is one that'll go well both over up there in Scone. I think that over in Adelaide you can do very well if you follow Super Hard and Black and Tan, each way value there for both of them. While at Caulfield, I think you can also Persuader for Mick Price over there in Adelaide in the size. Apart from those at Caulfield, San Quan for Mick Price, Honey Esprit for Clinton McDonald. I think that Mahamedes will run a strong race with Inspirante, and also the other horse there I had, which one was it? I apologise for this. Inspirante, Mahamedes, and the other horse was Under Oath. If you box all of those up in your trifectas and first fours, I think they'll run well in the 2,000 metres, and they look to be the best from Caulfield, Nadia.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rob.
No worries.